Moving on to action item number five, report and possible discussion on investment officer's report for first quarter fiscal year 2010. John Hawes.
Again, another quarterly report. This one's actually required, as I've mentioned before, under the Public Funds Investment Act, which we're required to follow. We are to report on our investment portfolio each quarter to the Board of Directors, which we do so. And again, you received a detailed report of all of our fund performance and the investments and securities that we hold. This simply is a very high level summary. This slide is in total. You can see the bottom line, and I show the previous couple of years of quarters there just for comparison. At the end of November 2003, we had $101 million. Again, that's $101.6 million. And again, that's a result of the revenue collections that we get in the early part of the year. About half of that, you may have noticed back there, about half of that, $54 million is unrestricted money, and the rest of that's restricted funds, either bond funds or held by for our customers or saying. So about half of that is really money, if you will, that is Brazos River Authority from an unrestricted use standpoint. You can see the yield to maturity went up just slightly this last quarter from the previous quarter, but is still quite low on an average basis. Again, representative of what we talked about, that yields are down, investment rates of return are so low at this particular point, and remaining low at this point, be based on what the Federal Reserve decides to do. But we continue to reinvest as best we can. As Mike had said, most of our investments now are in certificates of deposit because we found that those get us the highest rate of return. If we were to invest in the pooled funds, which a lot of public entities do, like TexPool and such, their returns are much, much lower, and we can get three or four times as much return with certificates of deposit, and they're either fully insured by the FDIC under what's called a CDARS program, which pools CDs together and to get total FDIC insurance, or they're collateralized. So we're protected from any of the banks failing or anything like that with the securities that stand behind them or the FDIC insurance. So
we don't have any.
Susan Anderson is over here on the is with Valley View Consulting, who is really helps us in our investments and stuff in selecting and bidding out and finding the best CD rates when we have reinvestment opportunities. So, yes, sir.
John, what are they collateralized by? They're not collateralized by any Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac.
No, they're collateralized. The securities that the banks pledge are, we look at that and are sound securities and stuff that have requirements, but they are collateralized by good securities from that standpoint. Any other questions on that? Okay.
Great. Thank you, John.